Electrical Engineering Activities for Use in the Classroom. Written by Harry T. Roman. Narrated by Kat Lukabaugh. Introduction. This book is about presenting electrical engineering information and activities in the classroom for students to use and ponder. It can be part of the regular academic day, or it can be used in conjunction with STEM, STEAM, or technology education classes, or even for after-school clubs or special academic projects. It can be used to supplement classroom discussions of electricity. The impact of electrical engineering spans a wide array of our economy. For example, from common electronic devices and electric power systems to renewable energy sources to electromagnetic fields to artificial intelligence. Let's not forget robotic devices and space travel and electric vehicles. And that is just a few electrical engineering application areas. This small audiobook is an attempt at creating some broad-based familiarity with this form of engineering. Because of the intimate use of computer engineering and science within electrical engineering, many engineering colleges have renamed their electrical engineering departments as electrical and computer engineering, or something similar. This is a natural aspect of engineering where the fields are becoming more hybrid. As an example, at the turn of last century, circa 1905 or so, there were 5 clearly defined fields of engineering: electrical, mechanical, chemical, civil, and industrial. But today, there are over 100 titled fields of engineering, including such fields as aeronautical, ceramic, aerospace, solar, oceanic, automotive, etc. It's a big world for engineering, and electrical engineering is a heavy slice of that world, often touching our everyday world. With the wide sampling of activities presented here, teachers can develop lesson plans or special projects for students to research and share with classmates. These activities are meant to provide a bare-bones suggestion upon which teachers can hang some meat and muscle to explore the areas identified. So, let some teachers know about this little volume, and if they like, maybe you can stop by the classroom and be an expert visitor to talk with and answer student questions. Harry Roman. Education. Becoming an engineer is a tough, integrated curriculum with many technical and humanities courses. Use this section to introduce your students to the profession and what can be expected if they decide to pursue an engineering career. Here are some broad initial activities to pursue. Develop a definition of electrical engineering. Research the internet and other relevant documentation and information. Visit a variety of engineering school and professional organizations' websites. While researching the definition of electrical engineering, take the time to examine some of the classical definitions of engineering and how it has changed over the last 2 centuries. Identify 10 national colleges that offer electrical engineering degrees. Is there a commonality among these schools and their degree programs? When did electrical engineering exist as a formal field of study, and how many different types of electrical engineering now exist? Check the courses offered by several nearby engineering schools to determine what types of courses are taught to electrical engineering students. How do these courses vary by type of electrical engineering specialties offered? Invite several electrical engineering students into class to discuss what and how they are taught. Have them discuss the importance of the classes that are taken by students in high school. Why do engineers study the humanities, economics, and environmental issues? How does this impact what they design and implement? How do electrical engineers solve problems? What is the general process they use to start with a design or a problem and proceed to a solution? Is this process different or similar to what all engineers do? Why do engineering students study and apply computer technology? Why is math so important to engineers? Construct a timeline of great electrical engineering accomplishments over the last 150 years. Engineers keep notebooks of their designs, projects, and inventions. Why? What are patents and why are they so important? What are codes and standards and why are they important to engineers? Skills needed. This section discusses a variety of skills an engineer must possess to be successful. In many ways, engineering is a composite profession in which a large variety of skills are brought together to solve problems and create new products. Encourage students to drink deep from this section and perhaps even compare other professions to engineering and electrical engineering. Research the skills electrical engineers need to master to be successful. How are engineering content skills different from process skills? Invite an experienced electrical engineer into class to discuss the importance of major projects worked on, continuing education, interesting situations faced, why they chose this profession, people and readings that influenced them. Why are management and leadership skills so important in engineering? Can students give some examples of management and leadership activities and how they might be used on the job? Why are communication skills so important to an electrical engineer or to other engineers? Discuss why engineers of all types take continuing education so seriously. Why do engineers work in teams? What are the benefits? Why do engineers publish their work and experiences? Why must engineers understand how the business world works? Why is it important for engineers to be able to see both the entire problem and its various subproblems at the same time? Can students give an example of this? How do things work? Here are some common devices and infrastructures we use every day and which benefit from the application of electrical engineering. Challenge your students to understand how engineers have designed and constructed these useful electrical devices of societal benefit. How do batteries work? What are the pros and cons of this technology? How does the electric utility system work? And how is it structured? How does the internet work? How does email get moved around? How do cell phones work? Compare them to the traditional hardwired wall-mounted telephones of the past. How do radios work? What is their system architecture for receiving and processing signals? How do solar electric producing panels, photovoltaics, work? How do wind energy systems produce constant electrical output as the wind varies from moment to moment? How do storage batteries work, and what are the issues surrounding their massive projected future application? Things to think deeply about. The items below can provide an interesting perspective on electrical engineering technology. Don't be afraid to include other items for investigation. Survey the classroom and discuss where electrical engineering is embedded in various equipment and facilities within the room. What are the pros and cons of the rapid introduction of solar energy technology like photovoltaic panels and wind turbines? What are the impacts, pro and con, of the incredible growth of electronic devices and systems? Electronic systems went from vacuum tubes to transistors to integrated circuits. Why? What are the reasons for this and the benefits of doing so? Where did vacuum tubes originally come from? How did this transpire? How will AI be incorporated into electrically engineered devices or systems? Suppose we could build satellite solar stations to beam energy to Earth. What are the pros and cons of this? Nuclear power plants now supply much of the country's clean, carbon-free electricity. Given this remarkable record, should we be building more nuclear plants and extending the life of existing ones? What would society be like if our automobiles could generate clean electricity wherever they are parked, day or night? What would be the economic and environmental benefits of such an automobile? Transistors were first created in 1946, and today they are used in large quantities in electronic products of all sorts. Research and investigate the impacts of this remarkable device and project where this technology will evolve in the future. Famous electrical engineers. Studying the biographies of famous people often discloses important information about their achievements and impact on the world and their impact on the profession in which they worked. Encourage students to read these and maybe other biographies of electrical engineers. Compare and contrast Thomas Edison and Nikola Tesla and their inventions, philosophy, and approach to problem solving. These two electrical engineers loomed large in the development of the profession. Who were these famous people of electrical engineering? Reginald Fessenden, Elon Musk, Michael Faraday, Charles Steinmetz, John Bardeen, Jack Kilby, Charles Kettering, Frank Sprague, Ray Dolby, Elihu Thompson, Edwin Armstrong, An Wang, Amar Bose, Jeff Bezos. Identify famous electrical engineers in the following industries: robotics, electric railroads, semiconductors and integrated circuits, space travel, rocketry and science, automotive systems, solar and wind energy, electrical power systems, communications. Investigate the famous electrical engineers from your state or hometown. What did they achieve? What special difficulties did they overcome? IEEE as a source of information. IEEE is a powerful example of the electrical engineering profession, and its scope and diverse activities should be brought into the classroom. Its many societies illustrate the various aspects and specialties of electrical engineering and technology. Here are some suggested activities. Identify the size and activities that IEEE and its members are involved in, its goals and how its members are organized into geographical regions. Spend time researching IEEE websites and electronic newsletters. Invite an IEEE member into class to discuss electrical engineering and how IEEE benefits the members and profession. IEEE members publish their work in a large number of publications, at conferences and seminars. Have students find examples of the publications and discuss how these publications help the profession. Emphasize the importance of good communications in engineering. Research the many continuing education courses that IEEE offers and discuss how this is similar to teachers taking continuing education courses offered by their teacher professional organizations. Special supplement. How engineers operate in society. Engineers solve problems, typically taking into account the implications and constraints involving technology, economy, environment, society, legalities, and safety. Engineering problem solving is exactly what STEM education is all about: integrated thinking and decision making. Think of the simplified STEM engineering design process taught in schools. Here is the detailed engineering process that is used to tackle new design and problem challenges in the business or industrial world. Understand the problem and the market. Assemble a multidisciplinary team. Identify and understand design constraints and trade-offs. Develop a specification for success and plan of action. Creatively develop the problem solution or design. Build and test the prototype or pilot system. Critically evaluate the prototype pilot and validate against constraints. Revise prototype or pilot into a commercial product. Launch the commercial product. Continuously improve the product. Engineers must communicate well so that they can sell new ideas to a waiting market. Clearly explain what they are proposing. Convince technology users of benefits. Develop clear, concise plans. Obtain funding for technology development. Manage and lead team members. Report on progress. Attend a public meeting of a major project in your town and listen to engineers discuss their plans for, say, an open area of land to be developed, the moving of a major roadway, or the renovation of a large building. Observe the many detailed photos, maps, and diagrams that illustrate their ideas and plans, and the many questions experts and citizens will ask. Engineers always explain and propose things, and that requires excellent communication skills. Let me emphasize this in another way. In my 50 years of engineering, I have never seen an engineer fired for incompetence, but I have seen careers stunted because an engineer could not write or speak well. Engineers rely upon math to better understand the world's needs, market, quantify impacts, benefits of their technology, compare their work to alternative designs, determine the economics of their creations, identify areas for improvement, explain their work to others, and put their work into perspective. Make sure this message gets to your students. Get over the mathophobia if you think you have it. Math is both important and enlightening for the perspectives it opens. Master the math and you will never be unemployed, not just in engineering, but in any professional field. Let's consider a realistic example of multidimensional problem solving that would be led by a seasoned engineer project manager. Our case for consideration shall be a solar photovoltaic sunlight to electricity system to be installed on the roof of a local school. The perspective of the project manager would be for the planning, design, installation, and startup of the solar system. In our example, we shall note some typical, although not all of the possible questions, which could be asked about the project, with these questions arranged in relevant topical categories. This exercise is meant to be illustrative in format and not totally comprehensive, so you will appreciate how question asking and project management of these concerns are undertaken. The important aspect of this discussion is for you to see the integrative aspect of the problem solving, that is, looking at the total picture. A project engineer would usually be placed in charge of this project, and his team of multidisciplinary talents would be involved in major aspects of the project, probably managing the topical categories shown here and reporting progress. Such teams might include members, maybe more than one, having disciplines like engineer, economist, lawyer, mathematician, environmental expert, marketing and PR functions, consultants and subject matter experts, sociologist, safety expert. In the case of a publicly sponsored project like this, it is entirely possible there would be members of the community represented or acting as liaison to the team. Such folks as town council members, teachers, educators, parent-teacher organizations, etc. The project team could be significantly expanded, and these members of the community can ask some interesting questions for the project manager to deal with, which can add to solution complexity and more constraints to deal with. This is how real-world projects are handled by companies and their project engineers, as seen through decades of engineering project management by the author. Now the challenge to you and your students. Take the categories we discussed at the beginning of this chapter, specifically technology, economy, environment, society, legalities, and safety, and under each category list the concerns, constraints, and issues that must be addressed as they relate to the solar system. Having done this, you will now have a good perspective about how engineers solve problems and how they determine how to design the solution in an integrated fashion. Let's do a quick example using just the environment category. I emphasize this is just a draft or first cut at identifying environmental concerns. Much more effort will need to be expended to account for the majority of concerns. Here then are some initial thoughts. What are the relevant environmentally related municipal codes and standards that will apply to this installation? Are there any special attributes of the system to be installed that will require a special review of existing codes and standards? How will these panels appear visually on the roof of the structure? Is it pleasing or aesthetically in need of some form of treatment? If a fire situation develops to the roof of the school or the panels, what kinds of concerns might there be? Will the panels outgas toxic substances to both the neighborhood or directly to the firefighting crews? Will the appearance of the panels change the property value of nearby structures, homes, etc.? Will the appearance of the panels in bright sunlight cause nuisance glare in the neighborhood or glare to overhead pilots? Will the solar system and its operation and data analysis be part of the science, technology education, or STEM, STEAM, and renewable or environmentally conscious curriculum now taught in the school? Or will there be a special need to develop such an environmentally oriented curriculum? Who will develop such a curriculum and at what costs? How will public input about the environmental impact of this solar system be incorporated into the design and installation of it? The solar panels will eventually require cleaning. How will the cleaning fluids used be certified as environmentally safe for the school and its occupants? As panels age, wear out, or are damaged and require replacement, how will these panels be disposed of or recycled? Get the thrust of this discussion. This must be done for all categories. Such analyses take time and patience and form the backbone of team-based project management. Try these engineering challenges. Challenge your students to take on the following challenges to practice engineering-style thinking as discussed in the previous chapter. It would be great if students could team up and approach these problems in a multidimensional and multidisciplinary fashion. Perhaps you have some other cool challenges for your students to try. Design a smart vest to monitor the health of the wearer. What will be monitored, communications, users, etc. Integrate the philosophy of solar electric panels into fashion products. How might the technology interact with the user? Integrate nanomaterials into clothes. What would the nanomaterials do, measure, monitor, etc.? Design a robot as a companion and assistant to senior citizens. What would be the functions of the machine, special sensors, communications, etc.? Design a new kind of lighting fixture that mounts to the wall or ceiling and exhibits a high energy conservation luminosity index. Design a children's book that explains how electricity is generated and used and contains lots of diagrams and pictures. Design a children's book that discusses what engineers, electrical engineers, do and contribute to society. About the author. Harry T. Roman holds 12 U.S. patents, has received numerous engineering, invention, and teaching awards, and has published more than 550 scientific papers, articles, monographs, and books. In 1999, the New Jersey Technology Education and Engineering Association named Roman a Distinguished Technology Educator. In 2005, the New Jersey Inventors Hall of Fame honored him with an Inventor of the Year Award for his application of mobile robots in hazardous work environments. In 1996, IEEE honored Roman with a Meritorious Achievement Award for developing continuing education products for IEEE members. Again, in 2006, IEEE honored him with an Outstanding Engineer Award. Roman also received IEEE's 2015 Region 1 Excellence in Teaching Award. Every month, more than 250,000 educators read his feature articles appearing in various national publications. In PSE&G's R&D group, where Roman worked for 36 years, he directed and consulted on more than $100 million worth of projects and programs and taught graduate-level R&D project management courses at the New Jersey Institute of Technology, NJIT. Throughout his engineering career, Roman worked with schools around the state, bringing the excitement of real-world problem-solving into the classroom. Retired since 2006, he has published more than 70 resource books, math card games, and science kits for teachers, products valued for their head-in-hands approach to teaching creativity, invention, STEM, engineering, and alternate energy topics in the classroom. Roman now spends many hours in the classroom working with teachers and students in West Orange, Montclair, and Livingston, conducting special student project team challenges. He is an advisor and author to the Edison Innovation Foundation and docent and special lecturer at the Thomas Edison National Historic Park in West Orange. Roman also admits to writing and publishing poetry and short stories. For the past 3 years, he has been teaching graduate school at Montclair State University in their teaching college, where he co-teaches a unique course about applying STEM techniques in the classroom. This has been Electrical Engineering Activities for Use in the Classroom, written by Harry T. Roman, narrated by Kat Lukabaugh.